KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
14 soldiers who were killed in the Democratic Republic of Congo are being repatriated to South Africa today. The peacekeepers who are part of the SADC and UN mission deployments lost their lives during clashes in the eastern DRC last month as armed group the M23 advanced towards Goma City. The SA National Defence Force has confirmed that the process to bring their remains home began this morning. Meanwhile, SANDF Chief Rudzani Maphanya has defended the troops while addressing the National Assembly's Joint Committee on Defence yesterday. He says their deaths were not caused by a lack of training.
Most of our casualties did not come as a result of close combat. It came as a result of indirect fire that was directed and DF'd to our positions.
Meanwhile, EFF MP Carl Niehaus accused President Cyril Ramaphosa and the SANDF chief of misleading the nation.
And you knew that you're sending our young men into the DRC to die in the killing fields of the DRC. You did not have the ammunition, you did not have the supplies, you do not have the money to have sent them, but you sent them to die.
KZN police are searching for the gunman who shot and killed a taxi driver in Ladysmith. Authorities say the man was gunned down while he was sitting in his minibus at a rank yesterday. Provincial police spokesperson Robert Nechuenda says he died at the scene.
Police in Ladysmith have opened a case of murder. 21-year-old man was allegedly shot and killed. Reports indicate that the victim was ambushed by an unknown suspect who opened fire.
Deputy President Paul Mashatile says the instability of local government coalitions has contributed to severe inefficiencies and service delivery challenges. He says coalition agreement arrangements have compromised the ability of municipalities to adopt policies, pass budgets, and adopt bylaws.
Practice coalition governments have been unstable and are often terminated before the end of their term of office. I think many of us are aware that some of them don't even complete a year in office, so it has been a big challenge.
Mashatile was speaking at a SALGA National Executive Committee Lekotla in Cape Town yesterday. And Sweden's Prime Minister has described a mass shooting in which at least 11 people died as the worst in the country's history. Media reports say after the rampage at an adult education centre, the gunman, who is dressed all in black, turned the weapon on himself. Police say 6 people were wounded. They believe the gunman acted alone and that the attack wasn't terror-related. Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson says darkness has fallen over Sweden following yesterday's massacre in Örebro.
We have witnessed brutal, deadly violence against completely innocent people. Many questions remain unanswered, but the time will come when we all will know what happened and what motives may have been behind it. Let us not speculate.
A recap of our lead story, 14 South African soldiers killed in the Democratic Republic of Congo are being repatriated today. That's it from the East Coast Radio News Watch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.